Do you remember your room as a teenager? Mine was pretty messy. There were lots of records, a stereo, posters of the Beatles, one of soul singer Frida Payne in a bikini. Don't know how that got there. A manual typewriter, and usually spread across a big tabletop desk, some kind of project in mid-completion. Well, Lebanese photographer Rania Matar has been documenting the rooms of teenage girls in the U.S. and the Middle East. And you might be surprised by some of the images. Her photos are part of She Who Tells a Story, an exhibit opening today at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, featuring female photographers from Iran and the Arab world.
When I started this project, I wanted to photograph in the U.S. But when I started photographing, it was kind of a wake-up call that I was the exact same thing. 30 years earlier in the Middle East.
In Lebanon.
I was growing up during the Civil War in Lebanon. But regardless, I mean, I was the same as those girls. I cared about boys and girlfriends and being cool. And I realized there are things that are universal.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the photographs and those worlds that you entered. One of them that really caught my eye, because it just seems like a portrait of a girl in the United States, is of Christilla in Lebanon. Describe the picture and what that house, that room was like.
Most people expect to see, if it's a young woman from Lebanon, that she's going to be wearing a headscarf and be, I mean, all the stereotypes that we're used to seeing. And here she is, pretty modern, blonde, fake blonde, with the poster of Marilyn Monroe and all the pink, the pink bra.
Yeah, there's a lot of pink in here.
Yeah. And, like, I love she's wearing even those green Uggs. With
the Crocs, yeah.
The Crocs, yeah, the Crocs. And my kids were wearing those in the U.S. at the same time. So there was something about it for me that I love it, that it throws people off a little bit, like just like what it did to you. If you get really close, you see that her bracelet has her name written in Arabic.
So if we can call this, say, an image that breaks the stereotypes of young women in Lebanon, there's another one here that may be perhaps more reinforcing of those stereotypes, and that is of Mariam, and she is in a refugee camp. This must be a pretty permanent refugee camp because these are concrete walls.
Yes, this is in a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon called Burj al-Shamali. And these camps, for the main part, have been there shortly after 1948, so they became pretty permanent. But that being said, people share small spaces because they're not very large, and typically a lot of families have a lot of kids. So her room is really shared by her whole family and becomes a bedroom at night, and then they kind of roll the futons and becomes a living room during the day. What was very kind of touching for me was that she had this one tiny little area where she hung her own stuff. So she found
in the middle of this kind of common area.
In the middle of the common area, you could see her handbag, a little prayer rug, some kind of writing there. And so for me, it was a way of personalizing it for her.
So in terms of what you talked about with Christilla, who's in her pink room with the poster of Marilyn Monroe, and Mariam, who's in the refugee camp, I mean, were the conversations similar? Did you talk about different things? Were they different women altogether?
They were both teenage girls wondering about what's happening next in their lives, and whether Christilla was studying to go to architecture school. Mariam was debating about the fact that she was one of the few girls her age who did not wear the hijab, the veil, that she might decide to wear it when she's 16. I believe she was 15 at that point. So it was two girls going through similar transitions, even though maybe their goals and their surrounding is different.
I'm curious to know, I mean, what did you learn from this whole project, or what are you continuing to learn about this place that you come from?
You know, I learned so much as being a mother, I have to say. I mean, it made me so much more understanding of my kids, because all I could think of is these girls were probably also in nightmares with their own mothers, but they were wonderful to me. So I was like thinking, okay, maybe this is how my kids look to the outside world.
What was your own room like as a teenager?
I had horrible orange walls, actually. I had posters of singers.
What was the one poster you kept on the wall for a long time?
Johnny Holiday. He's a French rock star.
Johnny Holiday.
Yeah, he was up there.
And what else? Did you keep your room pretty neat?
I think maybe this is one thing I would call a little bit different from the Middle East and the U.S. In the U.S., you're on your own. If you don't clean your room, it's a zoo in there. In Lebanon, somehow there was always somebody picking up after you, which I'm kind of embarrassed to say that. Yeah, it's kind of sad and good, maybe.
Photographer Rania Matar, her photos are part of an exhibit, She Who Tells a Story, Women Photographers from Iran and the Arab World, which opens today at the Museum of Fine Arts here in Boston. To see some photos from her collection, A Girl in a Room, come to our website, theworld.org. Rania, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.